Now, we did a Four Horsemen episode on it, which is still up there. You can go see it. It's at 50,000 viewers currently. It was, you know, me, Monty, Thorin, and Rich. Rich's Wrath, as he's now known. And, yeah, I mean, basically, what that podcast was about was kind of the ongoing problems as it relates to League of Legends, and particularly LCS. LCS, the League of Legends Championship Series in North America, was the flagship league for Riot Games' popular esport. It had, you know, loads of players. Yeah, that was super popular, had huge followings, had the biggest brands that were there, back in the glory days, TSM, CLG, Cloud9, you know, Trifecta, and everything in between. It was the league Riot cared the most about, for obvious reasons. It was the one that was bringing the fans in, it was the ones that was promoting the game, it was the one that was becoming culturally relevant, and eventually they were able to expand out, but, you know, ultimately, they always had that preference for LCS. Well, recent decisions around LCS have been staggering, baffling. And as fans have gone away from the league, rather than to make changes to try and seduce the fans back, my read on it is they are going to try and essentially market the league to other fans that wouldn't ordinarily watch the league, to prop up the numbers of the people who watch the league at the expense of domestic American fans. We talked about that a lot. And listen, I know from just even my own cursory casual viewing, LEC is a better product, you know, a higher level of game, I think a better broadcast as it stands right now, as we're going to get to. But, you know, the bottom line is LCS has been in trouble for a long, long time, and Riot are now making decisions not to improve, but to mitigate. It's like they're not putting a tourniquet on, they're not stopping the bleeding. Looks like they just want to bleed slower. But then you see decisions like this, and this is staggering to me. You remember when I did my esports awards review, I was talking about Dash and what a great host he was, and how I think he's been there for a long, long time, and he's really developed and honed his skills. And, you know, you can see people, if you watch a lot of broadcasts like I do, you can see when people get appreciably better at their job and they're learning new skills, and you can see when they're in the zone and they have this like gravitas about what they do, and they like command the screen, command the broadcast, hit all the timings when they're doing the transitions, don't trip over their words on a monologue, and they just got this fucking flow of what they do. That is when you are seeing people at the top of their game. And you know, League of Legends has been a fantastic breeding ground for just some incredible esports talent. I have no doubt, by the way, that the Riot Games broadcast and production crew definitely features some unbelievably talented guys, because spoiler, I worked with a guy called Ben who came over from Riot Games when we were at E-League. We brought in an additional, I can't remember what his official role was, I want to say, because he did a bit of everything. He was like a producer, he was in the director's room working with our director as well, but he was really good at doing show rundown. And anyway, you know, he was so, I was really standoffish at first, because I thought, oh, here we go, Riot Games cultist coming into E-League, gonna have a massive chip on his fucking shoulder about me, here we go, it's gonna destroy all the chemistry. I think it was after, might have been after Alchemist left, who I always had a really good relationship with, you know. And so anyway, fortunately, he just had none of that shit about him. He weren't a cultist. He was super good, and everything he said made sense. He definitely was instrumental in the same way that, you know, an Alchemist was, or, you know, there was a guy called Daly there as well. He was a super good director. All of the feedback I got from all of the crew, they all made me a better host. You know, like working at E-League was, I had rough edges, and guys like Ben helped, you know, me smooth them down. So I got no doubt, by the way, that like they have good people over at Riot in terms of the broadcast. They put out a consistently brilliant broadcast in multiple regions, and I've done for years, and it's probably now, without things like E-League, probably the benchmark of esports broadcasts. But anyway, a large part of that is always going to be your talent, and Dash is you know, he's the guy. He's like the front and center talent. So when I saw this, and this came obviously, like, it was, yeah, 3rd of January. So, you know, we were only just got into New Year. And we've just ended the year with a, here's the state of League of Legends and LCS, and I've done a stream about it and all this stuff. And here he is, like, doing an announcement that was just, like, unthinkable to me. He said, hey all, after nearly a decade of being the face that welcomes you to the LCS, it is with a swirl of emotion that I announce I will not be returning to the LCS in the same capacity this year. I know there will immediately be many questions around why this is, but in short, the new direction of the LCS doesn't have a need for a consistent host. What? What do you mean? Holy shit. I cannot explain to you how much better a broadcast is with either having a consistent host or like two hosts that alternate in and out. You know, because when you sit down to watch a broadcast, whether you know it or not, you're getting attached to these people. A large part of why you tune in isn't just the games, if you fully care about the broadcast. I mean, some people just want to watch the games. They'd watch them in a client if they could. I get that. That's equally valid, right? But for people who want to watch the broadcast, seeing the same faces week in, week out, seeing the chemistry, building that familiarity, building that rapport, it sounds a bit parasocial, but it's like, we've all got our favorite content creators who do videos or streams on the reg, and when we tune in to watch, we want to see them, and we want to see the other people who are in their orbit, and all the regulars. If I watch a Red Letter Media video, I want Mike there, right? And if I don't get Mike, I definitely want Rich and Jay there. And if I don't get them, if all three aren't there, it's not a Red Letter Media video. You know what I mean? It's like, I love all the other guys, got time for Josh. He's a film nerd like me. I dig it. Miss Jack, wish he was doing it more. He's doing stuff with the Escapists these days. The Canadians they bring down. But at the end of the day, it's about tuning in and seeing those guys over and over and over and over again. And by the way, I think the Nuki video they fucking sold just went for like $81,000, all going to charity, so good on them. But anyway, point being, you tune in and you want to see Dash, you want to see his smiling face, you want to see him talk you through, here's what's important today, give it to me, Dash, give it to me, tell me what's going on. You want to see the members on the desk, you want to listen to them, then you want to get into the game and you want to hear the voices that you used to. You don't want to hear strangers. You're building up a rapport with these people, and the best in the business, they open themselves up to that, and they know what to do and know what to say and know how to make you feel welcome. So the fact that he's saying they're not going to have a regular host is fucking crazy to me. It's crazy. It's so counterproductive to what they should be wanting to do, which is to try and bring the fans back, or at the very least, retain the ones they've got. I can't believe it. And also, let's be real. Even if they were like, we're going to do a cycle, it seems to me that like they just didn't even have the interest in retaining Dash, one of the best horses in all of esports, by the way. So my mind was blown. Like, I couldn't even believe they fucked this up. I thought this was just going to be like, oh, we had some contract disputes, and it's all about the money or whatever, because that would admit, Shock's even had some fucking problems with his stuff. And it's like, they've had one of the jewels in the esports crowns for years, like pretty much like on demand, when she can go and do any game and host any game and work in a number of roles, huge fan base all around the world. And, you're trying to play hardball with her. Like, she's got you over the fucking barrel, you idiots. But Riot Games, that's what they're like. So anyway, like for me, Dash has been like just the guy. Like when he said, he's the face of LCS, it's more than that. When you're a host, and when you're a good host, and when you host something for that long, you're part of the furniture, like people are coming to see you at that point. It's not just the show, it's not just the broadcast, it's like you're an integral part of it. He said, having said that, I will still be involved from time to time for key moments and some content. This to me sounds like they recognize putting him out on the fucking, on the iceberg and just floating him out into the sea is really terrible optics, because Riot are at least optic sensitive. They'll always try and spin it. But key time to time in key moments means they're reserving, this is how I read it, right? And I've got no insight into this and I could be wrong, but this is how I read it. It means they reserve the right to bring him back if they feel it's necessary. Key moments and content sounds like they're gonna he'll do like the odd video for their YouTube channel or something, or you know they throw him in if they do a live event, they bring him out in the crowd. Dash is here, you know, something like that. It doesn't sound like it's a consistent level of work that's going to fund him. And it's also a weird position, by the way, because he can't give too much away, because his other natural opportunity is going to be over in Valorant. And, you know, guess who runs that game too? It's great when the big guys run all the shows. Anyway, my team is in active discussions with Riot to figure out more ways we can work together in 2023, as I want to be involved with the LCS as much as I possibly can. In much of the same way, I found myself serendipitously a part of the LCS. I'm now moving on to the next chapter of my career. For the first time in 10 years, I'm available to branch out and work on new things, and I'll be discussing what that could be, as well as answering any questions you may have on my stream today. There's his Twitch. I'm exceedingly grateful to Riot for taking a chance on a relative nobody 10 years ago and giving me the time, support, and opportunity to grow me into the horse that I am today. Thanks for the love and support thus far. Can't wait for what's next. Stay healthy, stay safe, and be good to each other. And so, you know, listen, classy statement, right? But obviously can't, like, give him both barrels unless he's willing to totally burn the bridge. None of that really screams sounding good to me. And also, just the key component there, you know, thanks for taking a chance on a relative nobody. It's wild, isn't it? They get you when you're new and fresh and give you an opportunity, which, by the way, also totally behooves them because there's a huge power differential and they get to underpay you. You become one of the best in the business and you're like, do I get mine now? Nah, you don't, actually. How dare you? We made you. That's how this entertainment industry works, by the way. That's not even just esports. That's like fucking Hollywood shit. You know what I mean? I got you when you were a young star and gave you your first film. Yeah, now I'm the shit, so give me my fucking paper. You know? That's how it works. But, of course, you're never going to get your paper. So, the other component of this, though, was, like, shortly after that came out, there was a report over in the Dot Esports, right? And I don't know the journalist very well, I will say. It's a guy called Mateusz Majta. So apologies to him. I can't vouch. I don't know how reliable this guy is or how well-sourced he is. I'm sure, you know, as I said, Dot Esports have always had very high editorial standards since branching away from the Daily Dot. But anyway, he did this report here. Riot didn't try to negotiate with Dash at all before cutting his role, is the headline. So this was the day after the announcement. Riot didn't try to negotiate with Dash at all before cutting his role. So in other words, they didn't talk to him, they didn't say, can we work something out? And this obviously is from, you know, the stream that he did, which he was answering questions. So on Dash's stream, which began shortly after the news was released, he admitted that it wasn't his decision, but Riot Games, which came to the conclusion that they don't need a desk host in 2023. He also revealed the team behind LCS didn't even speak to him or negotiate before the cut, but simply told him he will no longer be needed in 2023. And this is the direct quote from Dash. The saddening part in all of it was I wasn't spoken to prior to the news. After spending a decade giving it 100% of myself or something that I didn't feel that kind of respect given back towards me in that moment, just having a conversation about, hey, we want to make some changes, can we arrive at that decision that, you know, with you? During the stream, Dash also shed some light on why LCS won't be needing a desk host, and it's due to the new format and shifting game day from weekends to Thursday and Friday at midday. So, in other words, they're going to massively strip down what the broadcast looks like and put it on in dog shit hours for American fans. I want everybody to go back, remember the article I wrote when it was Sean Gares and DDK getting fucked over in Valorant about how Riot don't think you matter. You can be the biggest talent, you can be the best talent, you can be the face of their league, you can give them 10 years of your blood, sweat and tears, you can turn down other opportunities, show some loyalty, but it will never be enough for Riot Games. Never. It will never be enough. Not even your soul is enough for Riot Games. And so this is the problem. Like, you know, you're expecting some basic cursory respect. Riot didn't have a conversation with him. You know why? Because there's nothing he could have said that would change their mind. So they deemed it unnecessary. They deemed the courtesy to be a waste of time to someone who gave them 10 years of their life. That's it. It doesn't matter how big you are, or who you are, how good you are, how popular you are. In Riot's world, talent does not matter. You are not in the equation when they make decisions about what they're going to do with their esports product. In fact, sometimes being the best, being good, knowing your value, it works against you. I wrote it. It was all there in black and white. People were, again, it's Richard Lewis. You can't trust anything he says about Riot Games, except I've been right every fucking time. Been right every time. Never been wrong. No Riot Games. Inside and out. Just ridiculous. And so, yeah, it is crazy. He also said on his stream, he will shift towards other esports only if esports will have me, though. And I'm sure they would. I mean, you know, listen, when you're a host, at least you have the luxury of being able to play the newcomer, and it's not a big deal. If you're on a desk with analysts, as long as you don't try and blag it and make it sound like you know what the fuck you're talking about when you don't, a good host can go almost anywhere with, you know, basic research and ease into it and let the broadcast be the story. Let you learning the scene and learning the game be part of the journey. You know, I did it with Rocket League. I did it with Dota. I'm sure Dash could do it with any game. I mean, some would say I did it with Counter-Strike. But, you know, the bottom line is, like, I'm sure a host of Dash's caliber could go and fucking do it in any esport. And, you know, I actually, and I've said this, I think there's definitely room in a number of esports for some better hosts, actually. I think we've got, like, a pretty good crop, but I don't think we have an abundance. I think we have an abundance of, like, really good casters right now in almost every game. I think we've got, like, an abundance of, like, really good fucking, like, there's so many, like, good analysts right now as well. It's just analysts are criminally underutilized. And again, I'm talking about all esports in their totality. You know, you could probably add one or two more hosts to the mix. And so I'm sure Dash is going to have opportunities. But, man, just makes me fucking sad to see yet another, you know, world-class talent getting chewed up and spat out by the fucking Riot Games machine, and also still being in the position where you have to say, I'd love to come back, I'm gonna come back and do the occasional bits with you, the bridge isn't burnt. It's like, oh guys, for fuck's sake. So, I mean, also what it means as well, just in a bigger context, I mean, you heard it there from the man himself, right? Like, they don't want a host that it's based on how they're going to structure the show. So, in other words, I mean, how I envision it now, when they say there's not a desk host, that means there might not even be a desk. It might just literally be, like, one person, like, almost the interviewer, doing the introduction. You straight into games, straight into casters, very little shoulder content. I mean, that's how you would save money, right? Don't bother with a desk. And for the in-between bits, maybe just interviews and very bare bones broadcast. So crazy to think that LCS has gone from what it was to what it looks like it's going to be. I'm going to watch it. I'll actually watch it with, like, some sort of, like, sick, you know what I mean? Like, some sick, demented interest. What the first LCS broadcast is going to look like under the new structure and the new regime. It sounds like it's going to be pish, as the Scots say.